Former Tiger, have you heard, has got a bit of a conundrum. Nick Castellanos.
No, I've not heard. What's going on with Nick?
Nick has been suspended 2 games and fined an undisclosed amount. He was involved in a bench-clearing incident in Saturday's game against the St. Louis Cardinals. The bench is cleared in the bottom of the fourth after Castellanos scored a run, and then there was an incident at home plate. If I understand correctly, on opening day he hit a home run, and he kind of skipped down the line. Some suggesting that led to, on Saturday, him being plunked by a pitch. When he got hit by the pitch, apparently he picked up the ball and offered it back to the pitcher. Nick says, I just was being friendly. The pitcher thought, you know, that's not good. And when he got on base, he eventually came around and scored on a wild pitch. Now, I'm going to play you the video. In studio, you can see this video. I will make the video available to you if you're on the WSW Morning Team page. By 8 o'clock, I'll have this video available for you. But see if you can see what happens here. Nick's getting on third base. So you're going to see the wild pitch. You'll see Nick coming to score and watch what happens here. See if this shows up here. Okay, there we go. Okay, so here comes the wild pitch.
There's the wild pitch.
And see what Nick
here comes Castellanos. Score. He slides head first into home. He yells at the pitcher, kind of flexes a bit. And then all of a sudden, the bench is clear.
Yeah, he starts to walk away, and you see Yadier Molina actually come in and put a little shove into the back of Nick.
Right.
Yeah. Yadier gets out scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
Castellanos was fined and suspended for his aggressive actions and instigating a bench-clearing incident. Why? Because he got up and flexed at the pitcher?
Apparently, yes.
Apparently, that was it.
Yes.
Nick did anything else. I don't know. you know, if in football, I guess they call it taunting. Perhaps.
That is taunting. Yeah,
yes,
right.
I didn't know baseball. I didn't know baseball had rules against that. I mean, quite often you see a pitcher glare at a batter.
Yeah, you see.
Quite often you see a batter glare back in a picture, a pitcher.
True.
But I don't ever know that they have ever suspended anyone for instigating. Reds manager David Bell is perplexed by the decision. He saw what Nick did, but he says basically he just kind of, you know, made a motion. Never touched anybody and walked away. It was Nick that got shoved by Molina.
Yeah.
And Molina's getting nothing out of it. It was Nick that got suspended. And so now the questions are going around. Was that a worthy suspension? Is there something that now has to be understood? That if you are viewed as instigating by your actions, that you are guilty even if you don't touch anybody because your actions cause others to take action.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I say no myself. I'm sorry, Mr. Pitcher, but you threw such a poor wild pitch and you hit Nick in the first place anyway. If you can't handle somebody flexing above you, don't throw a wild pitch.
Right. Now, what would have happened so if Castellanos does the taunting and nothing happens, what would the pitcher have done next?
That, you know, that's a good question.
He would have hit the next batter.
Might have.
Probably, right? Which, I'll never understand that about the sport of baseball. Look, I enjoy baseball very, very much. But I think it's ways of the game, it's rules, or it's sportsmanship sometimes are so antiquated. I don't understand why you can't do, why Nick Castellanos flexing like that was such a bad thing. I don't understand why you can't flip a bat. I don't understand why you can't sit and watch the ball go long way after you hit it. I don't understand it. And then why the pitcher feels like it's up to him to go hit somebody else. I'll never understand one bit about the game of baseball. You could say it's showing you up, but like people are saying, don't pitchers always stare down batters, try to intimidate the batter? Doesn't a pitcher try to back a player off the plate when he throws 95 miles per hour inside?
How many pitchers get excited when they strike somebody
out? Oh, yeah, right.
I would apply my old class motto to a baseball team, all for one and one for all.
Yeah.
Well, as we've also said, Pat, in these incidences, we say, you know, if you don't want a batter to flip the bat or watch a home run,
right,
don't give up a pitch that allows him to hit a home run.
Right.
And in this case, look, you don't want Nick to stand above you.
I mean, I understand if they want to try to say he was taunting, fine, but I mean, he didn't hit anybody. He just... kind of flexed it over the player, and that was it.
And maybe there should have been like no warning at all.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, hey, you know, you could be, you know, and I get that. I mean, emotions run high. You could be causing an incident that doesn't need to be done. Just walk away. Which he did. You know, admittedly, he did flex a little bit and walk away. But still, what fascinates me is even if he got suspended, Molina, who actually came in and behind him and gave a little push, got nothing out of it.
is this a real quote, Charlie? I'm seeing Nick Castellanos send after that Yadier Molina could punch me in the face, and I'd still ask him for a signed jersey.
Yeah. Well, he was talking about how great respect he has. He even said after he got hit by the pitch, he asked Molina, he said, you know, was that intentional? Tell me, be honest, you know. He said, Molina's told me it was an accident. So, okay, I took it. It was an accident. Okay, I'll respect him because he respects Molina. Mm-hmm. So probably, yeah. And they were actually, after this whole thing, if you watch this whole video, you actually see Molina coming up to Castellanos, probably telling him, hey, you know, you showed up my guy. I can't let that go. And they had a good discussion and talked it out.
Yep.
But, yeah.
That's just two games out of 162. It's all right. Nick will just, he'll be all right.
Yeah,
he'll relax.
Got fined, too. How is he going to afford the fine?
Yeah, I have no idea.